Hello, everybody. Saturday, February 12th, 2022. Repeat workout that everybody love. It's a triplet. Here's what we have going on. 21, 15, 9 reps for time. Deadlift, box jump, and toes to bar. Couldn't be simpler. Deadlift, 225 pounds for men, 155 for women. Box jump, 24 inches for men, 20 for women. Last time we did this was on October 4th, 2021. Want to go back into your BTWB app, check the notes section, how did it go for you? Do you need to make a rudder adjustment? All that good stuff. Nothing in this workout needs to be unbroken. Let me go ahead and say that. You know, break it up as needed, but ideally, you're moving at just kind of a nice, steady clip. You know, even if you're doing a bit of a work rest the entire time. On the box jumps, no need to rebound them. If you like to jump up and, you know, just boing, boing, boing like a rabbit every time, great, fantastic. But if you like to jump up and step down, that's still prescribed. That's still good to go. That'll still get you fit. But the deadlift and box jump are a combination that obviously fatigue each other. Each one's going to make the opposite more challenging, not less. So there's some intentional interference there. Midline is demanded on the deadlift, right? Grip is demanded on the deadlift. Well, then we go to the toes to bar, grip and midline as well. That's not going to give you any reprieve as you hop off the pull-up bar from doing the toes to bar and then grab the barbell again. So this is maybe one of those simple on paper, tough in application sort of a workout. Super fitness robot time, 7 minutes or less. More likely in the neighborhood of 12 minutes. Wild card option today. Let's assume that you don't have toes to bar, still working on them. They're not there yet. The wild card option, 21-15-9 reps for time, deadlift at the same loading, box jumps at the same height, but then each round you can do either V-ups or GHD sit-ups. You won't be shortchanged. The scaled option today, 21-15-9 reps for time, deadlift 185 for men, 135 for women, box jumps or step-ups, 20 inches for men, 12 inches for women, and then either hanging knee raises, toes to bar, V-ups, or sit-ups. You've got a lot of midline options there. If you're looking back to the original workout of the day and you're kind of thinking like, okay, well, what level should I have to maybe contemplate scaling it or whatnot? If you were totally fresh, could you do a set of 15 unbroken touch-and-go deadlifts at the prescribed weight and just no great form, never deviated, fine? You're probably in a good area to do the prescribed loading. And I would kind of say the same thing with the toes to bar as well. Do you think you could get to 21 toes to bar in 2 or 3 quick sets with just minimal rest? Probably about where you need to be as well. The limited equipment option today. Here's what they're going to have going on because they don't have a barbell and they don't have a box to jump on. And since they just have a pair of 50-pound dumbbells or a pair of 35-pound dumbbells, they're going to have to do more reps to kind of get in the same stimulus. So this is just what their workout looks like. For time, 55 dumbbell deadlifts, then 21 tucked jumps or box jumps, 21 toes to bar, 35 dumbbell deadlifts, 15 tucked jumps or box jumps, 15 toes to bar, 25 dumbbell deadlifts, 9 tucked jumps or box jumps, and 9 toes to bar. Mission accomplished, fitness was achieved. For the limited equipment crew, super fitness robot, 12 minutes and 30 seconds or less, more likely around the area of 22 minutes. No equipment workout, 3 rounds for time, 1 minute plank hold, 45 glute bridges, 15 tuck jumps, 15 V-ups. Said before, the glute bridges traditionally done with a barbell, but we're doing the same movement but just unloaded for the no equipment workout. If you've gotten to the point that you're pretty good at them, you know, getting your pelvis up there, your hips elevated, it burns the backside, but you're getting good at them, that's done with 2 feet in the ground. All you need to do is now just have 1 foot on the ground for some reps, and then switch it up. So maybe getting to those 45 reps each round, you do 5 with just the left foot on the ground. So you're raising your hips, but just 1 foot's pressing off the earth. Then the next 5 with just the right foot on the ground. The next 5 with just the left foot, and those single leg glute bridges, game changer. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, assuming that you didn't do the no equipment workout, which you don't have a barbell, so you wouldn't be doing this for optional accessory work anyway. Barbell glute bridges, 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps. Then some midline work, some rotational gut work. You're going to pick one of these, not both. Either landmine twists, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, or candlestick conditioning drills. Watch the video and spend 5 to 10 minutes playing around at whatever step in the progression is appropriate for you. There's some good stuff in that candlestick conditioning drill video. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch, calves and foam rolling, the cobra stretch for the old abs, and foam roller for the back and lats. We are halfway through February. Thank you for being wonderful, Lynchpin community. Enjoy your weekend, and I will see you back here on Monday.